Well, welcome back to the last hour of Drive. I don't know why you think that you could help me. Yes. And couldn't get by yourself. I put the slider down on Michael Bublé. I put the other slider up for our Michelle Spencer. I drive well-being coach slash guru.
Hello, hello.
Smooth, wasn't it, that one today?
Yeah.
Hang on. Oh. Seems wrong, doesn't it, turning down? But yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love Michael Bublé.
I know.
You can't shorten his name, though.
Really.
Have you realised you could never shorten his name? It's just inappropriate.
Michael Bubby.
No.
Bublé.
Yeah, you know, I'm Spencer, but you'd shorten it to Spence. So imagine Spen. You drop the lay off.
Spen.
Bublé.
Boob. Oh. Bublé. Bubbles. Bublé. Bublé. Yes. Okay. Oh, I'm slow today. I'm so gullible. You could tell me to do anything and I'll do it. Go on. Right, Michelle, hang on. I've got my fishing rod out. Let's bring this back in. Let's reel this back in. Come on.
Well, so today we're going to do a bit of mindfulness, I thought. We've talked a bit about mindfulness and meditation, all that kind of stuff. And I know the term mindfulness is used interchangeably kind of with meditation, but it's slightly different. So meditation kind of brings you to the state of mindfulness, but mindfulness, another way to say it is we're just really aware of what's going on. So the idea of we're aware of what's going on internally, externally, maybe why we do the things we do as well.
Yeah.
Unlike today.
I've just seen your t-shirt as well. It's a nice t-shirt.
It's Canadian.
It's a lovely colour as well. But sorry, carry on.
No, thanks. I'm trying to keep warm, Joe. I'm trying to keep warm.
I'm focusing, you see. Yes, mindfulness.
Focusing
I'm
on
aware.
The wrong
I'm
things.
Aware of everything.
Hyper aware. So we're going to do a bit of mindfulness. And really, you can bring mindfulness into any part of your day. Maybe stop for 5 minutes and do a little bit of mindfulness. We're going to do one with taste today.
Okay.
And I if any of my yogis are out there listening, they know I do this usually once a year around Christmas time, but I thought we could still do it today.
Yeah.
I did bring you in a chocolate that you can enjoy.
It's gluten-free.
See,
thank
I was gluten-free,
so
dairy-free, but I did have a taste because I wanted to see if this would work, because, you know, sometimes some of that food doesn't have any taste, and I'm like, and if it has no flavor, it throws a point. So what we're going to do, if you're at home and you're playing along, grab your thing that you wanted to eat. So like Joe suggested, even coffee. So Joe, take one of these.
You can hear the packet. Hang on, I've got to reach over and I'm doing my stretching there.
So if even coffee will work, but chocolate's really good for this activity. Just pop one in your mouth there. Yeah. So if you're doing a chocolate or something,
it's going to be good not just delve in.
Yeah, just have one and don't chew it, don't bite it, nothing. Just pop it in your mouth and leave it there. So that's how we're going to start.
Oh, it looks like a little chicken. I'll have to have half of it because it's too big.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
It's going in.
I would suggest only half. Something small. So if you've got like a Malteser, you know those sweets, chocolates. So I'm sure I checked the ingredients and everything. We'll have an ambulance on standby. Right. Anyways, if you're at home playing along, just pop your chocolate into your mouth and don't chew it. Not allowed to bite it. Not allowed to do it. You can't even lick it. There you go. And maybe close the eyes down. And I just want you to focus on the taste. So maybe noticing, especially if it's chocolate, is it a dark? Is it bitter? Is it more bitter? Do you notice the sugar? Is it sweet? Yeah. And then also then focus on the texture.
I was going to say, I can only really focus on the texture because it's not one I'm used to.
Yeah. Okay.
Excuse me. The first time I've ever spoken near a mic with my mouth.
Sorry. It took me a while to pick something out for you.
No, thank you.
Because normally I would do like a smoother chocolate or something like that.
Lovely.
But there wasn't really those options. But if you're at home playing along, think about the texture. Mm-hmm. What's the texture feel like? Is it creamy? Is it...
Keeping your eyes closed still?
Yeah. I think, and the reason I would suggest having the eyes closed, because it makes you hyper-focus on what's going on in the mouth, right? Because we have five sensations, six sensations. you're listening to me, so we're already using one. When you taste, you have to use your nose as well. So you're smelling as well. So that's three right there. So then we want to close down the eyes just to get rid of it. And in yoga, we call that pratyahara. So it's withdrawal of the senses. And what it does, it makes you hyper aware of what's going on around you. Sorry. So with your eyes closed, you can start focusing maybe on the smell, if you can smell it. So that smell will help you taste it as well. Right. And then same with the texture. So just really enjoying that chocolate. So I'm going to guess this is probably the longest it's ever taken you to eat a piece of chocolate.
I'm struggling. I'm not going to lie. It's a struggle.
In a good way?
In a good way. In a good way.
Yeah. So when I do this in a yoga class, I'll give people a round chocolate. And the idea is that you sit there, you have it in your mouth, you don't chew it, you don't bite it, nothing. Let it melt in the mouth.
Yeah.
And just enjoy it and enjoy that sensation. And I was thinking this because, you know, last week I went for all you can eat cheese, right?
Yeah.
And they come on such little plates. But you think, actually, if we could sit here and enjoy our food, you take that moment to really enjoy the texture, you know, you'd eat a bit slower, but enjoy those little moments of life. And that is mindfulness. So just bringing an awareness to what we're doing around us, that mindfulness. And I know, and I thought this actually is a good time to do this in January because everyone's always like, oh, I'm going on a diet, whatever. Yeah. But not that. Just kind of slow down and eat what you're, focus on what you're eating, you know, and enjoy.
But I love that because it's kind of a little trick because everyone talks about mindfulness and nobody actually really does it a lot of the time, you know, just taking the time out. And I think if you've got, like, say, that piece of chocolate in your mouth, I mean, what I would suggest is get a nice bit of dark chocolate if you could, with a little bit of salt in it or something like that. So it really get your senses going as well. So I think, like, with something like that, that would really be a way for you to actually zone out and relax, and it could actually really help you to start.
Exactly.
Doing more within that. Yeah.
And then nice, you can enjoy. Well, and that way, if you have your, you know, treats, if you say, I'm not suggesting anyone goes on a diet, by the way, but I'm just saying if you are on one and you feel like you can't cheat, I'm just saying you can treat yourself because you can have this little bit of something and you're enjoying it. It's not just there and gone, empty calories. You've actually enjoyed that time with it, and it becomes a treat.
And that's one of the smallest bits of chocolate I've ever probably put in my mouth there as well, just to make sure. And it did actually last quite a long time, and I really did enjoy that, even though it's probably not the, well, it's not the best chocolate I've ever tasted, but I could appreciate that more for that time that I had that in there. So thank you, Michelle. Yes, so you're never too old to learn new tricks.
I know.
Nice one, Michelle. So again, where can we find you?
So you can find me on socials, Instagram at Midlife and Michelle. Joe's just having our chocolate.
Just a little bit.
Facebook, I'm at Anahata Yoga. And on the Instagram, internet. Sorry, I had a moment there. It's www.anahata, A-N-A-H-A-T-A, yoga with Michelle.co.uk. So you can find me on the internet. And if you want a link, you can always come to Joe's Drive page, catch up, and find me there.
And this, as we say, they're always in episodes. We put them now. Then they just not the whole show, not the whole 3 hours. Don't worry. Yeah. It's just the 10 to 12 minutes that you and I have together. We'll go up on the weekend. That'll be up there definitely by Saturday evening for everyone to catch up with if they want to go over that again, which is brilliant. Michelle, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
But you've got a request.
I do. And then I had a trick question for you as well. I had a request for you.
Okay.
So it's St. Elmo's Fire. And then I wanted to know, do you know what the Canadian Connection is?
No. Is it one of the actors or actresses? I don't know. I know I've obviously lined St. Elmo's Fire up for you, but...
So it was produced...
No, he's going to throw a trick question at me. Oh, goodness me.
You can tell I was at 80s night last night.
Yeah, go on.
It was written and produced by someone named David Foster. And David Foster is from... Michael Bublé's Part of the World and mine Part of the World from the west coast of Canada. And it was written for, not just for the movie St. Elmo's Fire, but it was also the theme song for a gentleman named Rick Hansen, who's a paraplegic. Yeah. He was in a car accident. He was an athlete car accident, but he wheeled his way. He's from Vancouver, wheeled his way around the world back in 1986. So the song had two purposes. It was his theme song. That's why whenever you see St. Elmo's Fire in brackets, it says Man in Motion. It's for Rick Hansen.
There
and also
go.
For the theme.
You see, I've learned two things from you, Michelle. You've been with us since last May, and it's only today that I've... No.
You've all learned two things.
No. Michelle, as ever, listen, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I can't wait to catch up with you again next week.
See you next week.
Bye.